Ottawa, Canada. As the 2025 Canadian federal election heats up, Conservative Party leader Pierre Poilievre has made a bold pledge aimed at protecting Canada's automotive industry. In response to new U.S. tariffs on Canadian-made vehicles, Poilievre has vowed to eliminate the Goods and Services Tax, GST, on new vehicles produced in Canada, a move he claims will help support the nation's auto sector and incentivize domestic manufacturing. The U.S. tariffs on Canadian cars are unfair, and as Prime Minister, I will fight back by ensuring that our auto industry gets the support it deserves, Poilievre said during a campaign stop in Ontario. By removing the GST on new Canadian-made vehicles, we will lower costs for consumers, create jobs, and ensure that Canada's auto industry remains competitive on the global stage. How the policy aims to benefit consumers and manufacturers: the elimination of the 5% GST on Canadian-made vehicles would reduce the overall cost of purchasing a new car for Canadian consumers. Poilievre argues that this move will encourage more Canadians to buy domestically produced cars, boosting both the local economy and job creation in the auto manufacturing sector. It is seen as a direct response to growing trade tensions with the U.S., where tariffs on Canadian vehicles have increased, potentially threatening jobs in the automotive industry. The road ahead: Poilievre's strategy and recent setbacks. In addition to his pledge to scrap the GST on new vehicles, Poilievre's campaign is also focused on addressing the economic impact of U.S. tariffs, as well as pushing for a stronger Canadian presence in global trade talks. However, his campaign has recently been rocked by the loss of four candidates in just 2 days, adding to mounting pressure on the Conservative leader. When asked about the candidate departures, Poilievre remained defiant. "The Conservative Party is stronger than ever. We're focusing on the issues that matter to Canadians: jobs, the economy, and making life more affordable. I am confident that Canadians will stand behind our plan," he said. What's next for Poilievre and the Conservative Party? With the election still months away, Poilievre's promise to remove the GST on Canadian-made vehicles could become a key talking point, particularly in regions with large auto manufacturing sectors. Political analysts suggest that the policy could resonate with voters in Ontario and Quebec, where the automotive industry is a significant employer. However, some critics argue that the plan could hurt government revenues, and they question whether it would have a measurable impact on the long-term sustainability of Canada's auto industry. As the election season progresses, all eyes will be on how Poilievre's strategy unfolds, and whether his campaign can recover from the recent loss of candidates. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.